Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys out there? Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Morning Motivation. I am your host, Brittany Daniel. For those of you who are new, this is your daily dose of motivation, and I'm super excited. It is a Monday, April 25th. I cannot believe April is almost over. Are you guys tackling your goals? Where are you guys in your plans? Okay, so I won't dive too deep because it's on my YouTube channel if you guys want to see, but I am on a health journey. Oh my gosh, I can't get this open. I'm on a health journey. So I am trying to detox my body. The story and everything on how I got to this spot is on my channel. It is a part of my five pillar conversation with my coaching clients. We talk about health, and my health is extremely important to me. So I am drinking my instant tea, my Iaso tea today. So y'all forgive me. I just got to pour it in there because I told some of y'all that I was going to be doing this live so y'all can see me do it and maybe motivate some of you all to get on your health journey. But this is just a little detox. But if you guys want more information, the video is already on my channel. But good morning. I hope you guys are doing well. It is a nice warm day in Atlanta. And we are going to dive into it. So I know last week we were reading The Science of Getting Rich. However, I wanted to put this book on pause because I felt like there were a few things that we didn't discuss. And a few things that I discussed with my coaching clients that I thought was really imperative before we, you know, we like to talk about getting rich. We like to talk about all that, but we want to be very self-aware in how we're going to go about this thing called life. And some of us don't exactly know where to start, know where we're going. And we're going to just dive into that. We're going to have a good talk. Like, who did God create you to be, right? So we're going to talk about that today. So I'm super, super excited. I hope you guys are too. This week is going to be full of gems and all of that. So do not forget to subscribe. Do not forget to hit that notification bell so you guys do not miss out. And do not forget to set your alarms. We are going to do the morning prayer, and then we're going to jump into the morning shout out. So if you are new, go ahead and let me know where you're watching from for the first time. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And if you guys are on my Instagram, then join me live on YouTube where you guys can join the conversation. Getting my detox in, y'all. We got to be health is wealth. Okay. So let's go into the morning prayer, and then we are going to jump into today's topic. Okay. Ooh, let me relax myself and get centered. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for waking us up again for another day. Thank you for just another week of new opportunities, clarity, discernment, wisdom, guidance, and just overall being in alignment with what you have called us here to do. And I ask these things in your darling son Jesus' name. I pray, amen. And if you are not religious or spiritual, I hope that it was okay for you, that I prayed for you anyway. Every denomination is welcome here. I just happen to subscribe to the Christian faith, but you can subscribe to whatever works for you because I believe God touches us all in a different way, in a different time, in a different season. But that's neither here nor there. So let me go jump into the good morning shout outs. Hey, y'all. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Being Meech. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, LaDonna. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, Madame Noir. And now that I'm meeting some of y'all, now I know who's who. So good morning. Good morning, Nana. Good morning, Anaya. Good morning, Marta. Good morning, and good morning, Brandy. I know some of my morning motivators, y'all slept in today. It's late. It's okay. They're going to trickle in. So good morning, Grand Rising, Rich Rising, and all of that. So I hope you guys are doing well today. Good morning, Naturally, and good morning, Dang Dia. How are you? Good morning, good morning, good morning, Grand Rising, and good afternoon, good evening, and tonight for all of my international watchers out there. I hope you guys are doing well. So today we're going to talk about self-awareness. Good morning. Self-awareness is key. So last week we dug deep into, my little notes, where my notes go? We dug deep into finances, right? Or having the mindset of getting rich. And we're going to pause this book because, well, chapter 5 was Increasing Life. I'm not sure if we got there or not. I believe we did. But we are going to really talk about diving deep into who God has called us to be. What are we here for? Because what's the point of getting rich, right? What's the point of having a rich mindset if you're fixed on the wrong thing? Because you can go out there and get all the money you want and have this lifestyle. But if you are not in your purpose, if you are not in your zone, if you do not know your intentions and why God placed you here, then kind of it's all meaningless. It's all meaningless because you're not going to be happy. You're not going to be fulfilled. You're going to be going through this cycle and you're missing a key component. Good morning. Yes. Hi, Latoya. Good morning. So self-awareness is key, right? So before we start our self-awareness journey, before we get on this thing where we're like, okay, what is this all about? Who are you? Who did God call you to be? Who did God create you to be? That's the key. That's the number one point that I have today is who did God call you to be? Who did he create you? What personality were you born with? What family were you born with? What were your natural talents and things that you're interested in? Because natural interests are your number one way to determine or can pinpoint you on your direction of life. I don't know if you guys know that, but what you truly are genuinely interested in, the hobbies that you have, what strikes your interest, what do you read about? What makes you curious? What do you want to study on your own? Those are little pinpoints and little ding, ding, ding. I don't know what it's called, but little radars to that answer. You know, I'll just give you guys a quick story. When I was growing up, the number one complaint I had in school was Brittany talks a lot. You know, she's a great student, but we can't get her to stop talking. You know, she's always talking. She's a social butterfly. That's just me. So I would get in trouble for talking. So what was one thing in your childhood that maybe you got in trouble for, maybe that you knew struck your interest? Maybe it was history. Maybe it was dance. Maybe it was singing. Maybe it was, I don't know, fashion. You know, what was that thing that really drove you as a kid? What was that thing that you may have had some mishaps or, you know, it really starts in our childhood because I believe that how we're born, right, and how we come into this world, our natural gifts are with us our entire lives. And that's been proven as well. So what are those things for you? What things can you say that, I've always enjoyed doing this. This was easy for me. I'll give you guys another example. And the reason why I gave you that example is because it's tied to what I do now, you know, speaking to people and talking to the masses. I could talk to anyone. I'll give you guys another example. I was talking to my honey last night and I was talking about, wow, I never realized until later in life, right? Until my 30s, until recently, that this is what I was meant to do. I had a college class, a speech college class or a communications college class, and it was so easy for me. The professor used to come in class, he would give us our notes, and then on day of our exams, which is a speech day, we would be able to get up in front of the class, say our speech, and once we were done, we could leave. And because talking in front of people was never a fear for me, it was something that came easy, it was something that I just naturally could do, I would always volunteer to go first. And I'd be done and out of the class and I would just do it, get my A and leave. And it was like the easiest class I had ever taken in my life. And I didn't realize because I would leave. I never got to stay around to see other people struggle, other people get over their fear and having to fight through that anxiety. I never knew that everybody just didn't have that natural talent. I just thought that either you like to, or you didn't, or you were just good at it and you weren't. I never knew that, hey, Britt, that's a natural ability. That's a natural gift that you have because some people are really fearful of that. So what is it? What is something that people have told you that you're good at? What if some people really hype you up about? Do you make the best mac and cheese? Like, what is your zone of genius? What is that one thing or the few things or that subject matter that you have cultivated over the years or that you have acknowledged that this is my zone. I love doing this. It doesn't feel like work, even if it is a part of your job, your career, or something you do on the side. What is that space? Does anybody want to share? Because I would love to hear what you guys have to say. Okay, so Dang Dion says, when I was a kid, I was super creative. I used to make houses out of paper, write books, do hair, practice makeup, and had a dance group. I enjoyed expressing myself and I stopped as an adult. Why, Dion? Rich Rising Kale's World. Why did you stop being creative? And I know, and I get it. Because when we go through life, we have all these people and all these things in our society that tell us what we're not supposed to do. Good morning from Johannesburg, South Africa. Yes, thank you so much, Tappy. Oh, thank you. But yes, as we go through life, that's why I say tap into your childhood, right? Go back and see how God originally created you. Dang, Dion, if you knew that you were super creative as a kid and somewhere between going from a kid to adulthood, you lost that because either people told you, hey, you need to focus, or hey, we don't have time for that, or hey, you were trying to go out there and make ends meet. You went to college. You were trying to just, you know, do what you thought was best for you at that time to get you the career that you wanted or to make the money that you wanted. And in the midst of that, we lost a lot of our fight, our fire, the things that made us happy, that sparked joy. And we can overlook those things because they came so naturally to us. They were so easy. Like, I never thought that I would, in college, that I was going to be a motivational speaker or doing what I do now. First of all, social media didn't exist in this way, right? Facebook was out, but Facebook was just for college students when I started Facebook. So nobody was making money. YouTube was a thing, but I didn't know about it, right? So I didn't know that something that was so easy, something that I got an A in automatically, like without y'all, I didn't even try. I would write my little speech. I would do everything the professor told us. I would go up in front of the class, do my thing and be out because those were his rules. So I never knew that all of the other people did not have that gift or that ability. I was just always ready to go first. I was always ready with my speech. It was just so easy for me. That was like the easiest grade I ever made in my life. So think back into your time. What was easy to you? What came naturally to you? What were you good at that maybe other kids weren't good at? Or maybe what were you good at that your peers in college weren't good at? Or something that people praised you on all the time? You know, were you the kid in church that always went up and did the Easter speech or always read the sermon in church? All of those little tiny inklings tie you to your purpose, tie you to your creative juices that ultimately depict who you are and what you are. Good morning. Good morning, Laurie. She Amber said, I was good at making people feel better as a kid. Like everyone came to me with their issues and told me their problems. I don't know if that's a thing. Maybe you're a coach. She Amber, you have such a beautiful spirit and such an uplifting presence. Maybe you're supposed to be a coach. I don't know. That's a self-discovery journey. We're going to talk about that. Self-discovery. Maybe if you know how to, maybe psychology. You know, maybe you're the person that can figure out, maybe we have a lot of the same, I feel like me and you have a lot of the same gifts and talents. Maybe you're supposed to do something similar to what I'm doing. You know, if you can, if you're good at making people feel better, that is an extreme gift. Now, let me tell you this, your gifts don't always have to be your career. Now, your gifts don't always have to do that. But I feel like when you align your gifts with your career, it just makes working so much freer. Like, yes, there's hard work behind it. Yes, you do have to, you know, hit those stones and go up and keep grinding and keep making things happen. But at the same time, sometimes people would rather use that in volunteer work and they make their money a different way. It's totally up to you. But that's where that self-awareness comes from. That's where really taking time out, praying about it, asking God, like, why did you create me? How many people have ever asked that question to God? Like, why did you create me? You know, because sometimes we can get so caught up in our self-discovery that we're like, it's like the blind leading the blind on the inside. Ask God, why did you create me? What am I here for? Some people are great supporters. Some people don't want to be CEOs. They want to be the CFO, or they want to be the manager. They want to help somebody pursue their dreams. Everybody doesn't want to be in the forefront. I know, like, I watch B. Simone and one of her best friend, Megan Brooks. They just started a podcast together. And Megan was like, I'm so good at being behind the scenes. I'm so good at making sure my best friend is taken care of in this type of way. Right. So what are your natural gifts? What are things that come to you? But yes, Amber, I really do think that is a thing. Kel's World said, I was so great at painting and I still am, at least at the time I paint. The last time I painted was for my son before he was born. And I want to start back and start my channel. It's just so hard to find time, but I'm trying to get more. We got to find time for the things that we love, you guys, because the reason why we want to do that, right? The reason why we want to make time, because we have time. We have time. We just have to make time. And the reason why that's so crucial, because what if that's your escape? What if that's your, the thing that really lights you up inside? It might not be your career. Maybe it will, but maybe it's just something that brings you so much joy. That's a part of self-love. Stopping and taking time and doing things for self and setting boundaries and saying, hey, on this day, I'm going to paint. You know, if we ever, you know, if we can't find time for things, schedule them. Put it in your planner, put it on your calendar. Say, hey, on this day, on Thursday or Sunday night, or, and it doesn't have to be every week, but we schedule everything else. We schedule doctor's appointments. We schedule times with friends. We schedule date night. We schedule all of these things, right? We have to schedule in the times that we, that are self-care, for self-love, that make us feel good, because we can't pour out and be sitting there at the end of the day, whew, I ain't got nothing for me. That's how we lose our joy. That's how we lose our spark. That's how we lose ourselves, because we don't take time to do anything for ourselves. I hear moms all the time, because you guys are such great mothers, right? People are amazing. They want to be the best they can be for their children. They're trying to provide the best lives for their children, that they get so consumed in that, which is a good thing, right? You should be trying to be the best parent you can be. That's an amazing thing. But some people get so consumed in that one aspect of life that they forget to pour into themselves. They forget to do things, or they listen to other people, or they think that people are going to think that they're a bad parent because they're not consumed with their child 24/7. No, a well-rounded person is going to say, good for you. Good job for making time for yourself. Everybody needs time for themselves. Every single person. I don't care if you're a father. I don't care if you're a mother. I don't care if you're a cousin, needs a supervisor, CEO. Everybody needs time for themselves. Everybody. And not just in the bathroom, moms, because I hear that all the time. The only time I could get time to myself is in the bathroom. Schedule some time to drop them off with the grandparents, or drop to get the babysitter, or with a friend who says they love your child so much. Take that time for yourself. There, it does not make you a bad person or a bad mom to say, you know what? I'm scheduling this time because I want to paint. I want to go to the paint store and go through all the colors that I want to re-up on my paint brushes. You know, I know if you're a craft person, if you are a craft person that loves DIYs, going to the craft store can be like going to Disney World for some of y'all. I know when my mom is a DIY do-it-yourself queen, okay? When she rolls up to the craft store, you would think Smokey Robinson or Drake was in the building. She gets so excited. She loves getting new art supplies and books and things like that. So I know that people who are creative, y'all have to have that creative outlet. Y'all have to have those creative juices flowing in order to feel alive, in order to feel good. So again, it is imperative that we take care of our responsibilities, right? That's just a human nature. That's what we're supposed to do. But at the same time, what do you do for yourself? What do you do strictly for you that makes you feel good, that lights you up, that gives you energy so that you can exude the rest of the world? Hey, y'all on I, come over to YouTube. Come join us on YouTube. Let's see. Dang Dion said, I was in survival mode most of my teen and young adult years. Yes, I miss being creative. I love speaking. Well, now, Dang Dion, I know you're out of survival mode, right? And we all been there, most of us anyways. We've had rocky childhoods. Things weren't always stable. Maybe we had, you know, issues in the house, whatever the case may be. But now that we're adult, y'all, right? Now that we're out of survival mode, and now we're going into the mode where we can thrive. A lot of us have worked really hard to get to a place where you're like, okay, I'm good now, right? And yes, we're going to keep striving. Yes, we're going to keep getting to the bag and making our dreams come true. But in the midst of this journey, and the time that we're on this journey of getting to the next level, we have to enjoy life. We have to make time for the things that we love, because money is important. Work is important, but it's not everything. You know, we have to do what lights us up. We have to do that. We have to pour into ourselves, because it's only our job. Nobody else is going to have enough to pour. If we're like this, I don't care if you meet somebody that's like this. No matter what, it's never going to be enough. And then you're going to deplete this person and they're going to look like this. And you may be like this, but then guess what's going to happen? You're going to have to pour back into them. So it's imperative that two people are filling their own wells up so nobody's empty. So if this person was full and this person is full, isn't that a great mixture? Then when you guys are an overflow. If I'm pouring into this person and this person's pouring into me and we're both full, it's constant overflow. It's constant abundance. It's constant. Nobody's feeling drained or depleted, especially in relationships. It is super important, especially ladies, when we get into these relationships, that we don't get so tunnel vision and locked in on this relationship that we forget our lives. That we forget the people, like we forget our friends. We forget the things that make us happy. We forget our, you know, the things that make us, because the men don't. Men invest in their hobbies. Men make time for golf. Men make time to go hang out with the boys. Men make time to go, my honey plays chess. He plays chess dang near every day. He makes time for go to play chess. He makes time to go look at his cars and all the things that he's into. But they're not going to tell us necessarily all the time, like, hey, you forgot your hobbies. They're just going to continue to let us do what we do. So it's our job and our responsibilities as grown people to ensure that we're continuously feeding and filling our cups. But you got to know what you're into. You got to know you. You have to be extremely self-aware. You know, you have to be extremely self-aware to set boundaries with people. You know, we're going to dive into, let me read a few more comments before I dive into the boundaries part. Dang, Dion. Okay, sorry, I read Dion. Thank you, Dion, for sharing. I really appreciate that. Thank you, Kel's World. If you guys want to comment or be a part of the conversation on Instagram, come over to YouTube. The link is in my bio. Wait a minute. I don't want to skip over anybody. What's up, Supreme? Some of my interests are teaching, communication, finance, research, media, food, travel, real estate, and just to name a few. Creativity is big for me. I'm sure. Do you have a YouTube channel to express all your creative factors? Do you have a business in any of these things? And some of these can just be our hobbies where we enjoy them for ourselves. You know, I love to travel too. I love food. You guys, the co-host has arrived. Say hello, Zarito. Say hello. And she did not lick me in my face. We don't play that over here. Hello. Good morning, mama. And say if you don't, right? Say if you didn't make any of these things your hobby. I mean, excuse me, your side hustle. Do you do them to enjoy? But I love that. Interest in teaching and communication, finance, research, media. Got a lot of interest. That's a beautiful thing. Now you can tap into those and do those things either for yourself, start a business, or just do it because you like it. I love that. I love that you are self-aware and you know that those things that you love to do, and you can help somebody with those things to help their business. Kel's World, discipline to get back, create, because I miss. And you guys, when we're talking about the things that light us up, right? When we're talking about the things that are fun, I'm like Kel's World. Sometimes what we don't want to do is suck the fun out of it by making it too, by being like, I have to be disciplined. I don't want you guys to be disciplined in your creativity. I mean, it's up to you. It's up to you. But some things are supposed to just flow, right? Because we're normally disciplined in a lot. We're disciplined on the time that we wake up. We're disciplined when we work out. We're disciplined with our money. We're disciplined with our boundaries and our personal relationships. Creativity and things that light us up and that we enjoy should be a little free flowing, in my personal opinion. But that's for you to discover and how you are. But discipline might be fun for you. Some people, discipline is their ish. Okay. Some of us, it's a chore. So don't create, in my personal opinion, right? Do what's best for you. In my personal opinion, I don't want to, unless it's a job, unless you're turning your creativity, your hobby into a stream of income. But if it's something that you like to do, do it when you feel inspired. Do it, like, schedule it so that you can make time for it, right? Because we don't want to, when we say we don't have enough time, it's because we just haven't made time yet. We just haven't made it a priority enough yet. So I don't want anybody feeling like, oh, this is something else. I got to put on my to-do list now. I got to do this. Now I got to be creative. No, it's only if that's what lights you up. It's only if that's what makes you happy. Only if it adds to your life, right? We do so much that we have to do. Only add it if it's going to maximize you, maximize your abilities, maximize what lights you up, what gets you going, what sets you on fire. She Amber said, this makes me want to start drawing again. Yes. Take time for yourself to do the things that make you happy. Y'all, I like to color. When I was a kid, coloring was my favorite time of class when I was little. So my grown behind, yes, my grown behind, went out into Walmart, got a coloring book and got some crayons. And one day I just started coloring. I didn't do it for, I didn't share it with nobody. I didn't ask nobody permission. My honey was like, why you got a coloring book? I said, because I like to color. That's something that makes me happy. He was like, okay, whatever. I didn't ask nobody permission. I didn't say, well, what do you think? Should I? No, I'm not making no money. I'm not taking these little kid drawings and putting them on the internet. I did it because it's something that I wanted to do because it makes me feel good. It brings me down. I like outlining and shading and all those little artsy things. I'm not real, real artsy, but I do like to do, I like the watercolor. I got a little watercolor set. So what is it that you enjoy doing? Why, what things fill you up and light you up? Let's see. Nana says, I have always been good at giving people words of encouragement. That is beautiful. I wonder if that's your love language. I've noticed this week, my love language is words of affirmation. I wonder if that's your love language. And words of encouragement, you could be a coach too. Never know. Or you could be that person on the team that just really hypes everybody up in the office. Like if you're the type of person who can give people words of encouragement and uplift them, how can you use that more in your everyday life? How can you be that light to somebody else? Maybe people need your words. And maybe it's not something you're supposed to do on your own. Maybe you already have a career path. Nana, and that in your career, that's your thing. You hype up your team. You tell your, you know, you're the person that gets everybody excited. You add value in that way, right? That could be one of them. LaDonna says, I was good at writing stories. Try again. See if you're still good. You might be good. You might be an author. For those of you who are wondering, I'm just drinking my tea, my detox tea now. Dang Dion says, I've noticed that all the things I was good at as a child, slowly, I'm not good at them. I think she meant anymore. I'm only 23 and I should be great at these things. But when I stop doing them, you lose creativity. Dang Dion, first of all, stop beating yourself up. Because you were trying to be an adult, getting yourself successful and all those things, and you have done that. And don't beat yourself up because you've lost. Just start picking them up again. And you're 23. I'm 10 years older than you. 10 years. So imagine, right? Imagine from the time you're 23, I'm 33. Now, what if you just started picking up those creative things now? And you did them for the next 10 years. So by the time you got my age, you were good at them again. But don't beat yourself up because you stopped. Okay. It's okay. You can pick them up again. And, or like, I love to skate. I haven't skated since I left San Antonio, I think. When's the last time I actually went skating? It's been a while, but those skates stay in my trunk for the opportunity to arise. And I'm not great at skating anymore, or great like I used to, or good as I used to be. But hey, you pick up the skate, you just keep going. You just do it in your own leisure. But don't beat up yourself because like you used to be good at something you're not good at anymore. If you want to pick it up again, just pick it up. It's okay. But you're 23. You have plenty of like, y'all, we have to, okay, one thing we have to stop doing is comparing our ages to where we think we're supposed to be. That is the thief of joy. That is the thief of joy because in your circle, dang dear, you feel like you are grown as hell, right? In your circle, I remember being 22 and feeling like I was so old. I was grown. And not to say that you're not grown. You're a grown adult. You're a grown woman. But you have so much life to live. We all do. We all have so, no matter if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, we still have so much life to do. So even though for you at 23, 30 feels like, oh my gosh, I got to have this. No, just enjoy your life. Keep working at it. Keep, you know, being creative. Keep doing things that light you up. Find your purpose. Pray to God and ask him, wait, what? Why am I here? Tap into your zone of genius. But all that takes time. All that takes time. I didn't start my YouTube channel until I was like 24, 25. Y'all, give yourselves a break. Don't be so hard on yourself, especially when you're talking about creativity and doing things that light you up and that are fun for you. I feel like when work doesn't feel like work, you're doing something right. Yes, but I will be remiss to say that even when you do your dream job, right? Even if you are in your zone of genius, there are elements of work. There's never anything that you do, in my personal opinion, at least that's been my experience, where there won't be times where you won't feel like doing it. There will be times where, oh, today is the day I have to do this thing, even though I love it, even though I signed up for it. Even like your kids, right? For some of y'all who have kids, y'all love y'all kids to pieces. It's some days y'all don't like them little junkers, okay? It's some days you be like, ooh, I wish you would disappear. Even though you love them. So it's like the same thing. It's like having a kid, right? Or what I think is having a kid, because I don't know. I don't have a child, but like I love Zara. I'll just use Zara as an example. I love Zara to pieces. That Zara is like one of my favorite little spirits on the planet. Some days I don't like her. Some days I don't want to deal with her. Some days she annoys me to God's heaven and back. I'm like, ooh, little dog, I wish I could just give you away for a second and just get you back. I have to drop Zara off at my mom's house sometimes to get a woosah. So it's okay. Like, don't feel like if something doesn't feel or excite you every single step of the way, you're doing something wrong. But I will say, when you get into your zone of genius, when you do the thing that you love to do every day, or you do are working in something that you're extremely excited about and passionate about, that's what fuels you and it doesn't deplete you. But when you're doing a career or a job, like we talked about, where you really just genuinely don't like it and you're only doing it for money, man, you're going to get depressed. At least that was my experience. I got depressed. I just did not like life. Life wasn't just as exciting for me as it is today. Like, I could easily go back to go work for somebody else and make some more money, but I know what that feels like for me. Everybody's different though. You know, some people love their jobs and I think that that's amazing. I think that you should love what you do, but there will be aspects of every career or job where you just don't like doing it every single day. Amber says, yes, I have asked God that question. Absolutely. And everybody should. What are you good at? What is your zone of genius? God, why am I here? What did you place me on this earth to do? Because when you get into alignment and you find that sweet spot, when you're in your zone of genius, when you're doing what God has placed you here for, life just becomes a little bit more richer. I don't know what it is. I think it's just living in your purpose every day, knowing that you make an impact and knowing what you do. I was on Instagram, right? And an influencer that I follow, Nikki, she said, if you did not get paid for the things that you're doing, would you still do them? And my answer was absolutely yes, because the impact that I make, the way that you guys communicate with me, the bonds that some of us have formed just over being with each other from January until now. And some of y'all have been with me since before I started Morning Motivation. But that connection, the fact that y'all show up for me every day, the fact that we learn together, the fact that some of y'all have DM'd me and told me, hey, because you said this, now I've been doing all these things because you guys have been putting in the work, that excites me. Y'all, I'm just a seed pusher. I can't make y'all do anything, but the fact that y'all are going out there and living out y'all's dreams and thinking about things in a different way and striving for the life that you really want and that God has created you to do and be here for, I feel like, God, what other purpose could I be here for? That's amazing. Maybe it changes over time. Maybe one season will be being a mom, wife, who knows, right? But now, right now, I just love that. I love that you guys are striving and growing and because I helped in any tiny little way, that fuels me. So what is it in life that can give you that same fuel? For some people, that's not going to be the same thing. You know, some people would hate doing what I did every day. So it's not for everybody. I don't think everybody's supposed to do this. But for those who are thinking about it, try it, do it. Why not? What do you have to lose? And let us know about it so we can tap in. Let us know so we can tap in. But you guys, put what you guys do. If you guys have a shop, if you guys sell, or you guys are artists, you guys have music, you guys have products, put them down in the thing. Let us know. Because I would love for you guys to share what your zone of geniuses are, because you never know who you may help. Some of y'all are lawyers. Some of y'all are physicians. Some of you guys are teachers. We need everybody is needed for this world to go around, every single person. So I love to find out what you guys are all about and what you guys are into and what you guys are up to. Having a hobby as an adult is super important. Everything doesn't need to be monetized. Absolutely. I agree. Some things we got to do just because we love it, just because it lights us up. But if you can monetize your hobbies and you don't mind, hey, ain't nothing wrong with that too, especially because we have the resources, right? But I will say then, once you monetize your hobbies, then it's just like, now you got to find other things to do for fun. I will say that. So I definitely agree. Self-care is so important. Absolutely, Carmela. And that's how we do it. We pour into ourselves by those hobbies. All right. So going back to self-awareness, right? What are some boundaries that you set for yourself? What are some things that you're like, absolutely not? I'm not doing this. I'm not tolerating this. I'm not going to add this to my sphere, to my plate, because sometimes we know we don't want to do something, right? But because we don't honor our boundaries and honor what we don't want, we just allow. Then we get overwhelmed. And then we're looking at our lives like, oh, why did I commit to this? Or why did I say yes to this? Or why did I say yes to this? Me and my honey were having a conversation and he was giving me this great business idea, right? And one of the elements of it, I was just like, oh, it's just something I'm not comfortable with. And he didn't understand. He was like, but you don't understand this. And he was just trying to sell me on this. And I understood his point. But I had to be self-aware enough to say, I understand where you're coming from. I love your idea. But that part just doesn't honor me and who I am, because that's something that I have to do. So that's something else that when we're on this journey, honor your boundaries, honor your cutoff points, honor the things that don't serve you, that don't feel right to you, that are just like, I'd rather not. You know, because sometimes we get caught up in trying to please people, trying to be there for people. Ew, Zara. Zara licking stuff. Trying to be everything for everybody and trying to please people and trying to please our lovers, significant others, children, family, whatever, that we don't honor our boundaries and ourselves and where our left and right limits are. So we take on more than we should. We sign up for things that we shouldn't. We sign up for the PTA this, and we go over here and be the soccer mom for that, or whatever the case may be, right? Or at the job, you already got enough to do, but you gonna help this person on their team project, or somebody that made you the person that got to go pick up the cakes and stuff. And like, I got stuff to do. I ain't got time to be going to Publix and Kroger to get no cake. But we do it, and we don't set our boundaries, and we don't honor ourselves and honor our limits. So make sure in the midst of this, right, we're on this self-discovery, really tapping in, ask yourself that too. This is something that we talk about in our group coaching program. What are my boundaries? What are the things that I just absolutely don't like to do that I'd rather hire somebody for? And this season, y'all about to hire a housekeeper because I don't got time. And I love a clean house. I don't be having the time. And I schedule the time and it don't work out because I got other stuff to do. And I'd rather do anything else than clean the toilet. And that's just me personally. Some people, they would hate somebody else to come and clean their house. But what is it that is your boundary? Like, maybe it's cooking. Like, you know what? I just really don't enjoy this task. It's time consuming. So I'm going to figure out a way to hire a chef or hire somebody that can come and produce my meals, or maybe do a meal prep person if you got the funds for it. And that's why I always say, hey, strive, y'all, strive and get rich and get to the money so you can live the life that you want. Because I want options. That's one of my options. That's one of my boundaries. I need to be able to free up my time to do this. I don't enjoy this aspect of my life. I have to do it. So how can I alleviate this? Right? So in the midst of figuring out and doing that self-discovery, boundaries. What are your boundaries? What will you not tolerate from anybody? You know, my whole thing is disrespect. I don't care who it is. It could be my honey. It could be my parents. It could be my siblings. I do not tolerate disrespect in my life. And I don't care who it is, you got to go. Or I'm going to love you from 50 feet. Love you, but you over there. That's just my boundary. Because I give everybody respect. I respect everybody in my life. I won't disrespect you unless I'm disrespected and then we got a problem. But you know what I mean? I'm trying to work on that. Everybody's working on themselves, right? So what are those boundaries for yourself? What will you absolutely not tolerate? What is something you absolutely don't want to do? And then honor that. So when people come to you with maybe their problems or whatever the case may be, their projects. Because remember, y'all, we read this in the Four Agreements. Everybody is the star and the protagonist in their own movie. A lot of times people aren't thinking about other people's wants and needs and anything. So you have to articulate those. You have to speak up for yourself and be an advocate for yourself. Or people are just going to keep coming to you. And you're like, wait, I ain't asked for this. I didn't want this. But until you speak up for yourself and advocate for yourself, it's going to continue to be a thing. They're going to continue to dump the load on you. They're going to continue to think that, oh, Kale's got it. Kale's can do it. Carmella can do it. Carmella don't ever say no. Carmella going to clean the whole house, especially us women. When we get in these relationships, stop trying to be super girlfriend. Stop trying to be super wife and do everything and be mad that you burnt out. Be so mad that you're burnt out. You'd be like, dang, I got to work too. And I got to do this. Have a conversation. Be like, look, I had to do that with my honey. Look, I can't do all of this. I try to be super girlfriend, super wife, because they don't ask us to sign up. They will sit back and let us. Okay. They will sit back and let us be super girlfriend and super mom and super wife and super all of these things because they think that's what we want to do. But if we're going to complain about it, we know that that's not something that makes us happy. If we know that we're burnt out after doing all this because we still got X amount of Z things to do, then stop doing it and have a conversation. Say, look, my boundary is I ain't doing all of this. I love you to pieces. Let's figure out a way where it works best for both of us because I got stuff to do too. I don't have all these hours to cook, clean, especially when I got to go to work. Because we only have ourselves to blame when we allow people to continue to hit our boundaries and hit our boundaries and hit our boundaries and we don't speak up and we don't say yay or nay. It's only up to us because nobody else can infiltrate that. Nobody else. Let's see. Kel's World says, yes, that makes so much sense to me. And my parents really try to make me get a schedule, and that's a gym. Yeah, you got to schedule things that are good for you. I just got back into yoga, and it's so rewarding to have one thing throughout the day that I dedicate to myself. I love that, Dominique. Love that. Shakira says, as a kid, I'd make dolls' clothes from socks. Oh, I also would take things apart and put them back together. And as an adult, I learned I love DIY home renos. So you're spot on. Absolutely. I love that. Kiki. Hey, Kiki. Kiki, here you go with your shenanigans again. Kiki said my Becky friend complained about hearing my two Keisha friends discuss hair for 2 hours. She taught me whatever I can talk about for hours would be a good job. Kiki, you crack me up. I'm getting into fashion and consulting and relationship counseling. I love that. I love that. That's a lot though. That is a lot. I love that. You better work, Kiki. And make sure y'all have, okay, so when we're diving into these areas of expertise, make sure that we are getting the education to back it up, especially when you're counseling. When you say you're counseling, make sure that you got the degrees, because we can't be out here telling people we do X, Y, and Z. Like, I'm not a counselor. I'm a life coach, right? So we got to make sure when we're trying to consult people that we have the resources to back it up. We have the education behind our belt, because we don't want to be out here steering people wrong. But that's awesome, Kiki. Kiki cracks me up, my Becky friend. Child. Kiki with your shenanigans every day. Hey, Latoya. Latoya says, I really have to take some time to think about this. I remember when I was younger, from elementary to high school, I always loved math, music, and dance. I love that. Yeah, take some time, think about it. Like, what did I love to do? And where is that showing up in my life at all? Because sometimes it can, like, say if you were into math, maybe you're doing your own books. You know, if you were into music, maybe this is something you like to dance and sing. Now, I can't speak for everybody else, but I know my ministry. I like to sing too, but that ain't my ministry. I took no singing lessons. This is for me. I took no singing lessons. My honey sounds like I sound like a little dog when I sing. So for me, it's not that, but that's great. I say go for it. I say everybody should be filling up their cups and doing what they love, even if it's not monetized, even if it's just something that makes you happy. It's not time yet, baby. She looking at me like, can we go outside yet? No, not time. Say hey, Zara. Co-host, y'all. I loved cooking for fun. Now it feels like a job and it irks me now because I used to love it. Yeah, I used to love cooking too. Now it's just like a chore. So now I'm like, eh. So what is fun fact, right? So because I loved cooking so much as a kid, my high school had a culinary arts class. And I did the culinary arts class. And after doing 2 years, I realized like, I don't want to be a personal chef. I like cooking for me as a hobby. I like, you know, coming up with recipes for myself, but this isn't something that I want to do forever. And I love that self-discovery because it takes trying things. It takes doing things to see if it's something that really sticks. Cause we can have ideas of stuff that we want to do, right? We can be like, man, that's why it's so important to take action on our dreams and our goals. Because you can be doing it. You can start that business. You can start that hobby. You can pick something back up and realize, oh, I really, you know what? This ain't what I thought it was going to be. And that's okay. I think sometimes we can romanticize things in our minds. It's like dating, right? You ever romanticize somebody on social media or somebody that you met once or saw once? And then when you got to know them, you were like, you really ain't what I thought you were. You don't look like how I thought you looked, or you don't, you know, no, that ain't for me. I think hobbies and activities and careers can be the same way. Y'all, I've tried so many careers over my adulthood because I wanted to figure it out. I wanted to get in my zone of genius. And a lot of people don't even take the time to figure it out. They'll just keep guessing and daydreaming. And then when they get to it, you're like, I don't even like this. That's why we have to tap in. That's why we have to study and see what's right for us. Because we could be romanticizing this life. Like a lot of people romanticize social media, y'all. Social media is a whole job. Ain't nothing glamorous about none of it. The videos are glamorous. It looks great. The music, the ambiance, it's supposed to give you a feeling. It's marketing. It takes time to do all this, y'all. It takes time to do this stuff. I love it, but I feel like a lot of people romanticize it and they think that, oh, that's a way a lot of people get money. So they go after it. It's like, no, if that's not your zone of genius, if that's not your creative bag, if that's not something you enjoy doing, you're going to be miserable. If you don't like being in front of people on a day-to-day basis and putting yourself out there, dog, you're going to be miserable. So find what it is you like, but try at least. First try before you say, because some of us can shut down the idea or shut down the vision before we even give it a chance, right? So at least try. And then stop licking me, Zaros. At least try and then get to it. You know what I mean? At least try. And then y'all stop. Zara, stop, baby. I know you're trying to. I see you. She wants my attention. I see you. Thank you. Oh, then now she's going to give me a hug. Thank you. Calm down. Wait. Ooh, child. She be kidding it. Rosa, a word. Y'all, thank you. What's up, Nas? What's going on? Latoya says, I realize that I do miss dancing and music because I don't listen to it as often as I used to. Well, then do that for yourself, girl. Dance. Ain't nobody stopping us from doing nothing we love to do except for ourselves. Turn on some music, dance, sing, have a good time. If you really want to, take a class. Look, y'all, so I loved ballet, right? And I was like, okay, I went to New York. There was the Alvin Ailey dance studio. I was like, I'm going to go and start ballet. I don't care how grown I am. I'm going to take a ballet class. And they had adult beginner ballet classes. Y'all, I was falling asleep in the class, standing up, falling asleep because you move so slow. My joints hurt so bad. I was like, oh, I ain't got the knees for this. I was doing my plie, whatever it's called, my plies. And I was just like, one, I was falling asleep and I was bending my knees and they was hurting. And I was like, okay, this ain't for me because I'm bored and I'm hurting. I don't like it, but at least I tried. At least when I had the opportunity, I tried, right? Because if I wouldn't have, I would have always been like, oh, I wish I would have been a ballerina. I wish I would have done ballet. I wish. I did. And then I was like, okay, I don't like this. So I say, go for it. Y'all try it. Do it. The only person that's stopping you from doing anything you want to do is you. You are the gatekeeper. Y'all, we always talk about this. We are the gatekeepers to our lives. We allow what comes in and what goes out. It's up to us. So we got to stop thinking that there's this like invisible force that's stopping us from doing what we're meant to do or doing what we want to do. We control that. Good morning, Sherelle. Brittany says, I'm finally at the point where I can go back to my passion, which is music and playing the drums. I love that. I love that. Man, you're going to feel so good. They said, Hazar, you want to go lay down? Go lay down. Go upstairs and go lay down. Just wait. I was chatting it up on IG. Amber says she a couple minutes late. She said it made it hard. I know Zara comes in. Everybody's saying hi to Zara. Grand Rising. You're new here. Where are you from? Well, good morning. Let's see. The more self-aware you are, the more emotionally mature you get and the better your relationships will be. That is very true. Oh my gosh, Steph, that is very true. Because when you know yourself, you better not go to the bathroom in my eye. I know you lying. Get over here. Come here. I'm sorry, y'all. Zara's acting today. She must really have to go. Get over here. You got 10 minutes. Just wait. You got 10 minutes. Wait on me. Because I think she was trying to sneak off. And she don't do that. We ain't doing that today. No, ma'am. You got to wait. Sorry, y'all. Life of having a dog. Yes, that is very true. When you know what your boundaries are, you can tell people yay or nay. You can tell people what you're going to do and tolerate and what you're not. I think that is 100% true, Steph. Amber says they have adult coloring books and brand in Mandela. I can't remember, but they are so fun to do. It helps with anxiety and gives you peace. See, the adult coloring books, the lines be too small. They be using color pencils for me, at least the ones I found. I like the Disney ones. Give me a lot of space because I like using crayons. But thank you, Amber. But they do have adult coloring books. I ain't the only one. I got an adult coloring book from Ross. They're so relaxing. Okay, let me try because maybe I didn't see the right one. I want to get into writing. Right. Y'all, whatever y'all want to do, you guys are the only ones that are going to make you do it. Do it. Go for it. I used to love to sing. I gave up on that when I became an adult. I'm almost 34. But if I ever get a little bit of following, I'm going to put out an album. Dia, I'm glad you said this. I am so happy you said this, right? Why are you going to wait for the following to put your album out? You should be singing now, engage your following then. And a lot of people, we think like this, right? We're like, I'll wait. I'm going to do it when this happens. Why? Maybe the album is how you're going to get the following. Because people discover music all the time without ever discovering somebody's profile. They'll hear the music and they'll go, wait, where's this person from? Or the people will put their music out on TikTok and Instagram. And then people will go listen. I was helping my mom when we were in California. And she put on this girl. And I was like, is this Chrisette Michelle? And she was like, no, it's a person that was on TikTok. And I just decided to follow them, be in support. And she was playing her music. I'm sure, I don't know what following that girl had. I never heard her before. I never heard of her name, but I heard her music before I saw her profile. So you guys do not wait on what you guys think you need in order to start. Just start. If you think you need a studio, start singing. And then eventually what ends up happening is the stars start aligning. Remember when I said God is waiting on you? He'd be up here like this. I'll bring you what you need if you just start. Because when you start, say if you start singing, right? And you just start doing it for fun. Then you're like, okay, I might want to find an open mic night, right? You find an open mic night, you sing, and you don't know who's in the crowd. Hey, I have a club. I would love for you to come sing at my club. Then you get pictures. Then you put your songs up. Do you have any music? I love your voice. Do you have any music out there? And you're like, nah, I'm waiting to get a following first and then put my music out. No, put that music out. Y'all do it first. The following comes after. Nobody says, hey, I'm going to wait to get a following and then do a YouTube channel. It don't work like that. Because there's people that have a big following on Instagram and they don't have a following on YouTube. So do what works for you. But don't be like, I'm going to do this until. I'm going to put this off until. Because what if that never happens? Then you're never going to put out your album? People might need to hear that music. I'm giving you some tough love right now because people might need your music. But because you're waiting, people don't get what they need. And they're going to get it from somewhere else. So don't wait. At 34, I have bad habits of beating myself up about where I should be at this age. Brittany, we got to be our own best friends. You got to stop. You got to give yourself grace. But then do where you feel like you keep going. Keep striving. Keep striving. Big Me says, I love reading and working out. And I realize that if I don't do those things consistently, I feel overwhelmed by life. Those things help me become creative in other areas of my life. I love that. Linda says, keep pushing, stop making excuses, get moving. Thank you, Miss Linda. Love it. Jador says, I totally forgot my love for coloring until I started doing it with my kids and as a way to spend quality time with them. I love that. Dang Dion says, that's where I'm at. I graduate in 1 week and I am currently working at a mental hospital. I hate everyone and hate. I can't wait until my contract ends because I'm so sorry. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at how you said it. I'm not laughing at you, Dang Dion. I'm laughing at how you said it. Y'all are hilarious to me. I love y'all so much. Y'all are my morning motivators. Y'all be keeping it real. Y'all are hilarious. And it will. You just start making the game plan now. So as you're going through it until your contract's up, Dang Dion, start making plans now. Okay, this date is when my contract ends. So I'm going to, on the side, I'm going to be working my plan. So then when my contract is up, I already know what I'm going to do. So start thinking about that second course of action, that second career now, and start working towards it now. Do it simultaneously so then you can get out and have a clean break. Oh, let me get through y'all's comments today. Good morning, Percy. Zarya. Backstory, how did you choose her name? Just curious. So Zara, so I'm big on meanings. I thought Zara was such a pretty name because of the store. I was like, oh, that's such a pretty name. And I never wanted to name my child Zara because it's a store name. But Zara means princess in Arabic. So she's my princess. And I thought that was so cute. So it means princess in Arabic. Of course, I got the name from the store, but I thought that was so pretty. I was like, Zara. I wanted something simple, short, cute, unique, that I would not name my child. And I thought Zara was just perfect. I'm thinking about creating travel content. Then you got to do it. Create that content. Create, and then you can, Dia, then you can be you can have your songs be the songs of that play on your channel. And then that's copyright, that's music you own. For those of you who have to go to work, bye-bye. Have a great day. Have a blessed day. I'm going to finish up the comments and then Miss Ma'am is ready to go outside. Kelswell says, yes, love. Being a mom some days is it's exhausting. And I was talking yesterday to my partner and realize I love being social and I'm scared of being a public speaker, but I know I will be great because yes, we'll Kale's World do it. Just keep practicing. The more you practice, the more you'll get better. Good morning, Mini Millionaire. How are you? I hope you have a great day at school today. Grace by abundance. Self-care is important. Yes, ma'am. Cooking with Raw. What up, Cooking with Raw? I'm really good at cooking, decluttering, and organizing once I'm in my zone. Can't nobody tell me nothing. I love that. That's that zone of genius. Event decorating. Okay, Miss Debbie. And see, I'm horrible at stuff like that. That's why we need people like y'all. I cannot stand decorating for events. That's just not my zhuzh. I will use the same decorations over and over and over again. Kale's World, I love sharing my story about sickle cell, and I want to be an advocate because helping other people makes me happy. Love that. Yes, 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 yes. You definitely should, because everybody, there's a lot of people out there with sickle cell anemia. I think that is amazing. And you never know who you may help. Hey, Miss Linda, Dion, Sweet Pea, I may employ you to alter your attitude concerning your mental hospital. You are in this season so that you can see what may come later. That's true. Y'all use what's going on now to help you. I love that. Thank you for sharing that, Miss Linda, with Miss Dion. I agree. Sydney, I am saying no more in general. I am no longer compromising my sleep, my rest, and my downtime for others. I have found myself so depleted because I'm giving it all the time. I love that. Set that boundary, Sydney. Everybody saying hey to Zara. You will have to a level of compassion and patience that will be needed. Absolutely. You guys, good morning. I love that you guys talk to each other too. Miss Tony says, yes, being super mom and super girlfriend left me burnt out, but I've learned to say no and take time for myself. I love it. I love it. Yeah, I can't sing at all, but but I'm definitely going to make it a point to think about this. Absolutely. Sing for yourself. Sing for yourself. Okay. Sing for yourself. Didi says, that's so true. You have to try so you don't have any regrets. Absolutely. Absolutely. I got a few more comments and then we're going to wrap it up. Brown Eye says, good morning. Good morning. Excellent advice and very motivating information this morning. Thank you so much, Brown Eyes. Trent, what's up, Trent? People/nations are waiting on your obedience. Love that. Love that. Exactly. Promote yourself when you have a product or service for people to enjoy. Absolutely. She Amber says, quote, in the video I saw the other day says to have a business, you have to talk about it. Absolutely. Remember, y'all, rich people promote themselves. Ow. And the last comment is by Carmela. Pouring into yourself will always result in not only you being the best version of yourself, but your best towards others. Have a good day. Thank you so much. Thank you guys so much for joining me for another day of morning motivation. I hope you guys are healthy. I hope you guys are wealthy, good mindset, positive vibes. Happy Monday. I hope you guys kill, and slay this week. I love you guys so much for watching. Do not forget to subscribe to my channel. Do not forget to join me on my health journey. You guys can watch the other lives to see what's going on there. If you're interested, all the links will be below to the products that I'm using and everything like that, to sign up for our Facebook group, to get coaching. If you guys need coaching, one-on-one coaching classes and clients are open. Excuse me. My clients are open, and the coaching session starts on May. The next round for a group coaching starts May 12th. So if you guys want to join the 555 transformation on May 12th, then book a 30-minute consultation and we can talk about it. You get all the details. You can learn if it's a fit for you or not. Go ahead and get on my calendar, get a Zoom call with me, talk to me one-on-one to see if it's a good fit for you, or if coaching, one-on-one coaching is a good fit for you or something that you need. I love you guys so, so, so much. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day, and I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Bye, y'all.